Donald Trump, Elon Musk, we don't have a president right now. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 12, 2024. Former President Donald Trump and ex-owner Elon Musk agreed that the United States does not have a president right now while speaking in an X space on Monday. Biden is close to vegetable stage, in my opinion. I looked at him today on the beach, and I said, why would anybody allow him? The guy could barely walk. Does he have a political advisor that thinks this looks good? Because it looks so bad, Trump said, referring to a recent video that surfaced of President Joe Biden at the beach. Watch below. He can't lift the chair, Trump continued. The chair weighs about 3 ounces. It's meant for children and old people to lift, and he can't lift it. The whole thing is crazy. Musk chimed in, adding, it's clearly, like, we just don't have a president right now. To which Trump replied, you don't have a president. Listen below. pic.twitter.com/w0t0nix. Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, August 13, 2024. Trump went on to say that Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be worse than him if she is elected president because she is a San Francisco liberal who destroyed San Francisco. And, then, as Attorney General, she destroyed California. Trump continued. What she has done to California is, well, you know better than I do. You just left California for a lot of those reasons. What she's done with crime, with cashless bail, where you kill somebody. We have states where you kill somebody and they let you out right away. And then they never find the people unless they kill again, and then they let them out again. Our country is becoming a very dangerous place. And she is a radical left San Francisco liberal. And now she's looking like she wants to be more Trump than Trump if that's possible. I don't think it's possible, but she wants to be more Trump than Trump, the 45th president added. Trump was likely referring to Harris copying his campaign promise to eliminate taxes on tips during her campaign rally on Saturday. Ironically, Harris voted in 2022 to pass legislation to allow the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, to track down workers' tips so that they could be taxed. Harris cast the tie-breaking vote to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which provided $80 billion in additional funding to the IRS, which then got to work cracking down on the service industry's reporting of tips for taxation purposes. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.